Simon & Schuster Audio presents All the Water in the World, a novel by Karen Rainey. Read by Rebecca Ross and Gabra Zachman.
Part 1. Eve. 1. A lake is a black hole for sound. The wind, the crack of a hammer, the cries of birds and children weave a rim of noise around the water, making its silence more profound. When a turtle or a fish breaks the surface, the sound appears to come from within. Maddie, who is a natural philosopher, would want to know whether it really is sound, or just the possibility of sound that issues from such breaches. I mention Maddie because to have a child is to have a twofold mind. No thought or action belongs to me alone. This holds true more than ever now. Every morning that summer, I made my way to the dock, moving my cup of coffee up and down to prevent a spill. Some days when I arrived, the mist was a thick white lid. Some days it was lifting to expose the pan of still water. Some days I could see circles of rain popping out on the lake before the drops reached my skin. Robin never came with me. He was busy building the new room in the attic. A blank place that smelled of raw wood and glue and had a completely different light from the rest of the house. Being up in the thick part of the pines, it should feel like a treehouse if it's ever finished. When I reached the shore, the day I met our neighbor, the mist had already cleared. The colors were intense, almost unbearably so. Sap green, white gold, blue of every kind. The dock wobbled underfoot as I stepped down.